Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today is weird because I normally don't record podcasts in the evening, but Jet went to sleep so early tonight and I just had so many meetings today. I wasn't able to get it in, but I really wanted to be able to release an upcoming solo episode just because of all the different things I've experienced in the last week or two that I want to share with you. And so I was like, you know what? He's asleep. The sun is still out. Like, I'm going to head into the office and record a podcast. So hopefully he doesn't wake up. But if you see by the title of this podcast, it is completely fucking random. But there's just so many cool things happening that I want to share with you guys. I'm a collector of stories, right? I've been experiencing life. Life has been lifing in the best possible way. I've had so much duality in my days and my weeks. It's just like, I want to tell you all these stories because when I experience things in real time, I always take it a level deeper. I always think about like, what is this meaning? How does this relate to life? How does this relate to business? I don't know if other people feel that way or if I'm just a weirdo, but that's how my brain works. And last weekend, Kyle and I went front row, Madison Square Garden, to the Lil Wayne concert. And I don't know if you saw my Instagram stories last week, but essentially, Kyle and I try and have these 24-hour date nights where we can just be us, like old school stuff. And Kyle, 10 out of 10 recommend. We've been doing it since Jet was a year old. We go in seasons, like ideally they would be once a month, but we go in seasons and we haven't had one in like 3 to 4 months, essentially. And so we had planned it and Kyle was like, babe, let me plan it. I am the planner in our relationship. And I was like, okay, this sounds fun. Like I didn't have any expectations of what needed to happen. But I know Kyle and I know us, and we always like something, you know, like we want a concert, we want a show, we want something. And so I had a feeling it was going to be that. And Brandy, plus my best friend Jordan from Dodge City, Kansas, texted me like within an hour of each other and was like, oh my God, Lil Wayne's going on tour. And I was like, oh my God, that's totally what Kyle got me for our date night. Because if you guys don't know this, one, she's a certified hood rat, first of all. Second of all, I'm obsessed with Lil Wayne. Like, he got me through college. I know probably 90% of his songs. It was my soundtrack for like my whole life, basically. Okay. And we joke because my best friend Jordan, when Lil Wayne went to jail, we were an undergrad at KU. And when he went to jail, I literally was upset and was like, I think I need to write him a fan letter while he's in there. Like, he's going to be so sad. And she was like, Stephanie, I literally cannot let you write him fan mail. And I was like, okay, fine. Yeah, that's a little ridiculous, whatever. And then for Christmas that year, she got me a Lil Wayne blanket. And so like, it is just an inside joke between us. Your girl is a ride or die. Okay. That's all you need to know. So when I see that, Kyle's obviously like, are you freaking kidding me? How did I not see this? How did I miss this? And he had got us floor seats to Halsey at another concert venue. And I was like, no, babe, it's fine. We can go. And he was like, Steph, the entire time we're there, we're going to be wishing we were at Lil Wayne. We've never been front row Madison Square Garden. It's the first show of his tour. It's the day that his new album drops. It's iconic. Like, this is some Steph and Kyle type shit. Like, we have to go. And I'm like, you're right. We do. We don't really have a choice. And so I gifted those Halsey tickets to my clinic director just because I know she would be free and I know she would be down. I knew my other team would have other semantics to work out. And I know she loves concerts as much as us. And so I was like, here you go. She was so pumped. She had a great time. Kyle and I had an amazing time. And one of the biggest takeaways, other than like screaming and losing my mind, every song I was like, oh my God, Kyle, this is the best song. And there's one point in the concert, I look over at him and I'm like, I think I'm going to cry. Like, no, really? Like, I think I'm going to cry. He is right there. I could basically touch him. I was reading on TikTok after and people were like, oh my God, he was late, which he was late. The concert said it started at 8. Kyle and I knew it wasn't going to start until later. So we got there at like 9:15. He still didn't go on until 10. And so people were like, oh my God, he went late. He only sang like half of the song. Well, the bro has like a million hits he has to fit in and he only did an hour and a half set list. So I just want you to understand this from a business perspective. We are two separate clients having the same experience with way different outcomes, okay? And like, I was stoked on life. I was fucking pumped. I woke up the next day and was like, holy shit, That was incredible. 10 out of 10 experience, right? Yes, he was late. Yes, it was a short set. Your girl was still living her best life, okay? And I paid probably 10x for tickets, what that bro paid, okay? He was looking at it through a completely different lens. And it's just such a good reminder. It doesn't matter sometimes how freaking well you execute, how dialed in your team is, how well you're gearing up for your performance. Like, some people are going to love you and some people are going to hate you. The reason it's so important to have raving fans to nurture people long term is because even if things go wrong, they're going to still show up and have your back. They're going to still see the best in you. They're going to see your intentions. And it's really, really important. The other takeaway that I had from Lil Wayne was that he's up there and he's like, first of all, I just need you all to know, like, I'm Lil Wayne with Young Money Records, blah, 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 whatever he says. He's like, second of all, without you, I ain't shit. And it was so cool from like a leader, mentor perspective to just see that, because that's a huge belief of mine of like, listen, this is not the Stephanie Wigner show. She might get up here. She might throw some events together. She might have some fire on calls for you. She might bring it to you on the podcast, but this is not the Stephanie Wigner show. This is about you and what you're creating. And I fully believe that. And I lead with that type of energy. And so it was just like this full circle moment for him to be up there. He said it a couple of times throughout the show. And also that leads me to my next point. Like, this is why I did the name change. I know people were like, wait a minute, did your handle change? Like, what's going on? There was a little bit of a delay of when I said the next chapter post and when the handle changed on Instagram. But the reason I wanted to change it is super simplistic in nature. You don't have to overthink it. Also, by the way, shout out to Chelsea Carwath on one of our calls last week. She was like, I have other important questions like about my business. But my first question is like, are you going to give us the tea on what happened and why you decided to change it? And I was like, duh, of course. But when I asked the group on our last week mastermind call, I was like, what do you think of when you think of the wealthy practitioner? They're like, we think of you, Stephanie Wigner, you, like, absolutely you. And I'm like, that is the problem. I never built this brand to be about me. I built this brand to be about you. I want you to identify as a wealthy practitioner. I want you to give yourself permission to be wealthy. I've already given myself permission. Like, a bitch is wealthy in every sense of the word, okay? I want you to own that. I want you to have that identity. I want you to see wealthy practitioners and think, damn, that's where I belong. I don't even care if I'm a practitioner. I don't care what I do. I want to be around people in a movement, in an entrepreneur group that is committed to making a massive impact, being wealthy, prioritizing the right things in their life, and still working through all the inner shit. I want you to identify with that. So we built a separate page, Wealthy Practitioners. Shout out to that page. If you haven't followed it yet, please do. Please go follow that. That's still where we're going to drop fire, free trainings. We're going to teach you some of the stuff that we teach our clients all through that Instagram page. So please, please, please go follow it. But second of all, I am also giving myself a permission slip through the Dr. Stephanie Wigner page now to just post what I want. I don't care if it's relatable. I don't care if it's too bougie. I don't care if it hits. I want to show you all aspects of myself. And I really can do that through there. When my handle is the Wealthy Practitioner, you're expecting a certain thing. And so I really want, one, you to identify as the wealthy practitioner. That is you. That is not me. It's a hat I wear for sure, but I don't want it to only be about me. And so the other aspect is like, I want to really continue to build the community and the movement that we have at the Wealthy Practitioners. Always a reminder, you have a seat at our table if you need the reminder. And the third thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, again, completely random, but this is like how my brain works. And so sometimes it's a good perspective for you guys to get a peek at what it is, this multi-dimensional on crack brain sometimes, is the Range Rovers. Okay, so I've been in my healthy era. And if you saw in our newsletter, if you're not on our newsletter, we're sending a weekly newsletter now with like updates at TWP headquarters, behind the scenes, some coaching, all of that. And I did blood work recently because I was like, I don't feel that good. It's kind of hard to lose weight. All of these things that I feel like women in their 30s deal with, right? So I did blood work and they were like, homegirl, you are stressed out. Like, your cortisol is through the roof. Are you even sleeping? I'm like, wow, I feel like I get really good sleep, especially now when Jet sleeps through the night, you know? And so it was just a reminder that like nothing has to be breaking in order to fix things. And that is how I feel about my health. I don't feel really bad on a daily basis, like nothing like that, but I just didn't feel my best either. You know, like I knew I had some weight that I needed to lose. I needed to get back to really eating healthier. I needed to get back to exercising like rigorously, like on a consistent basis. And I was like, okay, we're going to step into this era. We completely redid our gym in the basement, which has been super helpful because I didn't really love it when it was in the garage, but now it's in the basement. I'm like, okay, cool. This is amazing. And there's also this bougie ass Pilates studio that opened up like 5 minutes from my house. And it looks like plucked from the Hamptons. So, you know, your girl obviously had to go over there and check it out. It's Legree. So again, don't come for me. I don't know the difference. Okay. I know they're both freaking hard. I went and did that and I'm pulling up. And my all-white Range Rover is the third all-white Range Rover in the parking lot before I even head into the class. And I'm like, tell me that you know your ideal client without telling me. Like, I already have a full gym membership. I have a gym in my garage. But am I going to spend money to come to this studio just because it matches my aesthetic and the vibe that I want to feel while I'm working out? And then I'm going to walk my happy ass to get a matcha after that? Like, absolutely. They know their ideal client. They probably spent hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars just for the aesthetic of the studio, knowing that they only have 10 machines that they'll ever be able to rent out at once. So what does that mean? That means they can charge a premium for their classes because of supply and demand. It means that they know their ideal client and what they're going to spend money on. It also means that it does not matter that there is massive competition. It is like the sixth Pilates studio within 5 to 10 miles of my house to open up. Does not matter because they know their ideal client. They know the marketing message they're going to lead with. They know how to create urgency and scarcity, and they're going to be able to book out their classes. I tried to book. They haven't even had their grand opening. I tried to book my classes out for the month. Half of them are already waitlisted. So they know what they're doing, and they know that people like me are going to continuously pay for it and continuously show up. So here's your reminder. One, look for the evidence in the lessons that are happening in your daily life, because I promise you there's hundreds of them. If you just open your eyes and look around, you can learn so much, and there's constantly things being reflected to you in real time, if you're willing to look for them. Two, everything is a business. Everything is a game. What can you do to improve yours? I love you. I'll see you next week. Hey there. Do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.